there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Intergenerational volunteering is so incredibly powerful. I have three guests today, high school students Irene, Emily, and Rachel, who started Generation Union to empower youth to engage with institutionalized seniors and other patients living with Alzheimer's disease. With a robust chapter program, Generation Union provides meaningful volunteer opportunities for teens and connection and joy to isolated elders. Welcome back, everybody. You are in for a treat today because I have three guests with me who are going to tell us all about their wonderful organization called Generation Union. I have Irene, Emily, and Rachel, and I will let them introduce themselves. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Doing good.
All right, let's start with Irene. You tell us all about yourself a little bit, and then we'll go to Emily, and then Rachel, and then you'll tell us everything about Generation Union.
Of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Irene. I'm a 17-year-old from Redmond, Virginia. I attend Herndon High School, and I'm the co-founder and co-executive director of Generation Union.
Amazing. Hey, Emily, how about you?
Hi, my name's Emily. I'm also 17, and I'm from McLean, Virginia, and I'm also a co-founder and co-executive director.
Awesome. And Rachel?
All right. Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm also 17. A rising senior into McLean High School, and I'm also the co-founder and co-executive director.
Amazing. I love that. I like sharing things between two and three wonderful young, bright women who are going to tell us how they are going to change the future. So tell us about Generation Union. Tell us everything right from the very beginning. What was the inspiration? What was the spark? How did it get started? And what do you all do?
Of course. So Generation Union is a youth-led nonprofit organization that aims to uplift elderly mental health through social events that build community between youth and elderly and promote inclusivity. The events we host range from like picnics for our Mother's Day, game nights like bingo and trivia, and even dances like our red and pink hat party, which just happened in July. As for the inspiration behind everything, we all have our own unique stories. So Rachel, do you want to go first? Because I believe yours is so passionate.
Yeah, we can go ahead with me first. So my inspiration behind starting this type of volunteer work were the personal experiences that I faced with. And so early on into high school, I found out that both my grandparents were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. For those of you who aren't familiar with that, it is an age-related disease that impairs memory and mental functions. And so spending a lot of time with them, I kind of got to see in real time how the disease progressed and affected their lives. They would forget little things like what we ate for lunch a few hours ago, but they would also forget more significant things like who I was to them or how we were related to each other. Right. And so all these experiences really stood out to me, and so naturally I got really curious and interested about the disease. I did a lot of learning and researching about it on my own, and through my research I learned about the whole world of age-related disease and therefore senior care. Mm-hmm. And so my own passion for the healthcare field inspired me to start independently volunteering at senior care facilities, at memory care centers. And so through conversing with all the care managers or nurses there while I was volunteering, I found that something really, really necessary and meaningful to seniors was social connection. Mm-hmm. And while senior care facilities already do a really great job of like fostering community and taking all these elders in, it is unfortunately still very common for many of these elderly like residing in these homes to feel isolated from their families and isolated from the real world. So for me, one of the driving factors to starting Generation Union was to help solve that issue of social disconnectedness that seniors often face. And so we offer seniors a sense of companionship, friendship, and that like connection between younger and older generations.
Absolutely. You know, so my father-in-law suffers from Alzheimer's, so I really do connect with your experiences, and it is super painful to not have that person remember you or your connection to them. And it really is heartbreaking for everyone in the family and everyone involved. But you raised a really good point here about people who are living in institutions. I've seen some statistics that say as many as 80% of institutionalized elders have no visitors at any time over the course of the year. And that could be because it's far away from where their family lives. They have lost all of their immediate family. They, you know, all of their friends may be gone if they're, you know, in a really advanced age. And so the thought that no one that they know that cares for them, other than the people who are paid to care for them, that no one comes to visit them is just really, it really is heartbreaking. And so this work is so, so critical. I also am a firm believer that intergenerational volunteerism is kind of the most powerful, because you all learn so much from them and they get so much joy and they learn so much from you. So Emily, tell me a little bit more kind of logistically from a practical standpoint. How does this work get done? Do you bring volunteers into senior centers? What are the activities that you do? Like, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we actually have like a volunteer base, and then Rachel and I individually set up volunteer events with senior homes. So we'll do outreach to the various local senior homes, and then we set up various events. Like, they kind of depend, like what Irene was saying, for Mother's Day, we have like various, like for like different holidays, we have events. Like for Easter, we did like a crafting holiday. Sometimes we do movie nights, sometimes we do game nights, and then sometimes we just like assist in like senior homes if they need any help setting things up for any events. But yeah, Rachel and I do outreach on our own to connect with senior homes, and then we set our volunteer base up with them and connect them with different events. Yeah. And then we also have like some continuous events. Like, we used to have technology weekly programs where we'd help seniors connect with technology and learn about how to use technology on a basic level, just to connect them with their families and connect them with home. And then we also have like gardening weekly events and stuff like that to help volunteers continue to volunteer regularly.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And Irene, tell me, you know, when you reach out to these organizations and you say like, we're young people and we want to volunteer, do you find that people are like, sure, come on down? You know, I think they have individuals who are paid to do this sort of work with folks who are living in these homes, but they're so busy and they're spread so thin. Sadly, I think they kind of just push everybody into a room and put a movie on, and they're not really engaging with them. So did you find that these senior centers and homes were like, yeah, come on down, bring the volunteers, bring the crafts, you know, were you welcome always, or has that been kind of an obstacle?
I would say that, yeah, we are welcome most of the time. Like, even some of the time we're rewarded and appreciated for what we do. Like, at Chesterbrook Residences, they hosted a luncheon for all the volunteers there. And, of course, we were invited. And it was just the sweetest thing, because it really goes to show how, despite them being a very well-resourced residence home, they still appreciated us, and they're willing to do that nice gesture for us to show their appreciation.
No, absolutely. You know, again, anybody who's, I would think that anyone who's coming with a smile on their face and a willingness to help should be welcome with open arms. But that's not always the case, sadly. So tell me, Rachel, have you guys experienced any obstacles to setting this up? I mean, one of the issues may be getting volunteers to commit, right, and to see it through. But it seems like you have a chapters program. So I kind of want to hear a little bit more about that as well.
Yeah, so what you were saying about like kind of difficulty maybe like organizing them, to add on to Irene, like right now we've been getting a lot of support from these senior homes, but I feel like that definitely wasn't the case a lot of the time, especially at the beginning of our journey of like contacting these senior care facilities. I guess like advice I give to anyone who would be in our situation is to focus on quantity and just reaching out to as many senior care facilities that we could. I think Emily and I honestly have reached out to every single senior care facility like in our area. And yeah, chapters, like you said, have been super, super helpful for us as well. That's one of my big responsibilities that I have, is kind of directing these chapters. So we wanted to expand our reach and affect more seniors across the world. And so we introduced that chapter program, which has been, like I said, super helpful. They do their own outreaching and own like organizing events in their respective locations. So far, we've gained a lot of chapter registrations, 28 in total. We've reached many high schools and even one university.
Wow.
In locations such as California, New York. We've also reached the global scale in Singapore and South Korea. And so we've been super, super grateful and thankful for that. And it's been great to see how Generation Union can reach and impact like all these seniors and teens on the global scale.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. So 28 separate chapters. That's amazing. And at the end, I'm going to have you guys share information about where people can follow and learn more. And if they want to start up their own chapter in their high school or their college, their community, that's fantastic. Emily, did you, when you organize these events, so Mother's Day or arts and crafts for any holiday, how do you fund this? Are you doing fundraising? Like, how do you buy the stuff that you might need to actually go in? I mean, your time is wonderful and super valuable, and the smile on your face is priceless, but if you needed arts and crafts supplies or, you know, whatever you might need, food to have a little party, like, where is the funding for that coming from?
Yeah, we did a lot of fundraising on our own. So Aree and Rachel and I all worked together. We've done door-to-door like fundraising where we've gone and asked and talked about Alzheimer's, and we've done like donations for that. And we've also done bake sales mm-hmm. to raise money for it. And we've also applied for a grant. And with all of our fundraising, we've raised almost $3,000 to host our amazing events, which helps really fund our events like the Pink Hat Party, which is really helpful.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And to your point, you know, we were discussing a little bit before we got online, as soon as people find out about you, you know, if you were on the local news or something, people would really think that this was wonderful and want to support the work. You know, I think, you know, donating even just a little bit, it adds up, right? So if everyone donated a tiny bit from the community, you could buy the supplies and you could continue to do this work. And also the grants. I mean, I think like the Riley's Way Foundation grant that you all received, you know, there's obvious value in this. And the chapter program, again, the expansion of that and finding sponsors, you know, in all the different cities where these chapters might live, I think that there are probably a lot of even corporations that would be happy to fund you guys and say, okay, you want to do this on a really organized scale, here's some money, and go out and get the volunteers and get the work done. So tell me, what are your thoughts on expanding this or continuing to do this work? I know you're all, you know, moving through high school now, you're going to be seniors, you're going to apply to college, you'll probably go off to college. Do you have leaders, young teens kind of coming up behind you, Aree, who are going to take this over and make sure that it continues into the future?
Oh, absolutely. I know one of the volunteers, her name is Dana. She's amazing. If she's listening, shout out to Dana. Yeah, she's really interested and involved. She's a volunteer supervisor right now, and she is helping me with supervising events that I may not be able to attend. So when we all move to college, I know I'll definitely going to still be involved with Generation Union, maybe even start a chapter in my own university. That could be a great way for me to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but in the local Northern Virginia location, I think Dana and Morgan, they're both underclassmen. They would be amazing candidates to keep the outreach going, keep the brand going, and keep the cause going as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what's beautiful about all of these organizations, every time I interview a teen who's running something like this, is you all are learning so many incredible skills that you're going to be able to apply to school and to life and to work. You know, you're recruiting people, you're organizing people, you're keeping spreadsheets, you're keeping a budget, you're making sure that people show up on time, right? This is, if those seniors are counting on you to come and to lead a program or to have a party, people actually have to show up. And that's a really important thing. And I think, you know, a lot of adults don't think that teens are reliable or that, you know, that they're sort of navel gazing and not really caring about others, but you are proving that wrong. You're proving that you do care very much about seniors and about making connections like this. I think it's really wonderful and special.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Emily, why don't you tell us where everyone can follow and learn more and how they could reach out and how they could start a chapter. And, give me all of the social media handles, website, anything that you got.
So everyone can keep up with us as we announce events and see what events we've hosted and even chat with us on our website. We have opportunities to connect with us on our website, which is generation-union.org. And we also have social media accounts at Generation Union on both Instagram and TikTok. And as of right now, we have an exciting way to get involved and give back through gaining leadership positions and even get a Presidential Volunteer Service Award through our chapters program. So you can find this on our website and our social media, and you can find frequently asked questions about starting a chapter, like instructions on what it is and the application to do so on the website. So yeah, we will always be with you like every step of the way, and it's really easy to get connected just by checking us out on social media and the website.
Amazing. Areen, Emily, Rachel, this was so fantastic. I really loved hearing this story. I think every person listening, every teen and every adult has a senior in their life or had one who they probably wish that someone had reached out to them in this way. And again, social isolation, loneliness, we know that this is sort of like another epidemic that we're facing, especially among older adults. And so I just love that you have seen this problem and you're doing something really proactive to make a difference. So I want to congratulate you and thank you so much for sharing this story. We're wishing you the best of luck.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.